toll free. Bring up whatever you'd like. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You may control the content on our site. You just submit whatever you want as show prep. It can be a news item. It can be a YouTube video, maybe a blog post. Whatever you think's interesting, fun, outrageous. Whatever you think we might enjoy talking about on the air or our listeners might enjoy hearing about, you can submit it over at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page where it awaits a certain number of votes and then is promoted to the front page and the top of the site. So head on over and enjoy freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, you had a story tonight that you got started in the first hour. And it was the 10 things that will make a libertarian society different?
10 ways a libertarian society would be different by Jacob Hornberger.
Yep. And what were the first three, just to recap?
No more welfare state programs.
Okay. So charity instead of forced
charity instead
welfare.
Of the state. Yep. Yeah. And hopefully that would increase innovation and, the care of people who absolutely do need help. Innovation in the area of caring for them and accountability for those that shouldn't be sponging off of those programs. Two, no more income tax or Internal Revenue Service. I mean, you know, the income tax is this kind of piecemeal old tax that it's 100 years old. I mean, this is really old technology in the area of taxation. And it's so put piecemeal and stuck together and patchwork that it's incredibly difficult. My mm-hmm. wife spends 40 hours every year just doing our income taxes, trying to get through it. I mean, I'll admit ours are a little more complicated than other folks, but good Lord, how many man hours are going into this? There's whole industries that go into it. I mean, H&R Block isn't advertising on television right now because there's not a bunch of money to be made.
Sure. So the other two?
Number three is no more drug war. Now, we didn't get very far into this, but basically, you know, this would... Libertarians aren't saying decriminalize marijuana. We are saying that, but we're not saying just that. We're saying decriminalize everything. Your body is yours. What you choose to put in your body is your responsibility. And by responsibility, I mean, you know, if you go and drink bleach and it puts you in a coma, that's not my problem. I shouldn't have to pay for that. But if that's what you want to do, go ahead.
I like to chew on light bulbs.
There are people that do that stuff.
Yes, there are.
And they're probably in foreign countries, you know, in Great Britain, the guy who likes to eat glass, national health care has to take care of him.
I know someone here in Keene who has chewed on light bulbs.
Well, there may very well be. But it's, you know, it just doesn't make any sense getting involved and trying to stop. I mean, has it worked? The war on drugs has been going on since the Nixon administration. Certainly they were illegal before that. Has it worked yet? Have they diminished the amount of people, the per capita population, the number of people? I mean, what are the kind of dents that they've made? I've heard them claim that there are certain types of drugs that we've seen a decrease in usage, but that's an issue of fashion. I mean, is anyone going to say that crack is being used less because there were laws against it? Crank is way the heck up. What are they doing about that? I mean, crank usage is rising. Crack's going down. It's just what people's preferences are.
All the evidence actually suggests that prohibition makes drugs more used. I mean, it's clear. I mean, you just look at Holland, look at places where legalization has occurred or decriminalization has occurred. It's just very clear.
It's clear to anybody who's willing to take a few minutes and look rather exactly. than sort of a reactionary, knee-jerk reaction.
It's just like, you know, when there are when there are less firearms laws and there are more firearms, there's less crime. Same thing.
Moving on.
Well, with the firearms, you can find statistics on either side. They're really, with the drug war, there aren't even statistics on either.
That's up for debate. I mean, okay. If you were to listen to what the drug warrior said today at the cannabis
hearings,
I'd love
to hear it.
You'd think that marijuana is the devil's drug. I mean, they've got all kinds of studies that they cited.
I'd love to hear them.
Madness.
I've never been pointed to them.
Study after study after study after study, they claimed, you know, made all kinds of ridiculous claims about cannabis today at the hearings. And, of course, there's studies on the other side as well, saying it could cure cancer. And, you know, there's all kinds of studies. out there about it.
Yep.
But
can't
what
have
I look
statistics
at,
without having the state, right?
Right. Well, what I look at on it is, you know, what's real? What is it that is the experience of people? And the experience is that cannabis has been used for thousands of years by human beings. They're finding cannabis stashes in, you know, tombs of you know, pharaohs and things like that. And I don't know what pharaoh.
What do you think the street value of that is?
It's probably still good. A little dry, but probably still get you high. They've been finding this stuff in lots of ancient societies. So people have been using it safely for a long time. If it was, as they suggested, you know, likely to cause depression and anxiety and all these other things, it probably wouldn't be as popular as it is. You know, if people were having a bad trip every time they smoked up some cannabis, odds are good they wouldn't really share it with their friends, and it wouldn't be used by millions of Americans every single day. So I'd like to look at reality, but I'm sure, Mark, if you contact the prohibitionists, they'll show you some of their studies.
I'm sure. You know, I'm sure if you contact, the Flat Earth Society, that they can find some studies to prove they're right.
Well, and there were some questions asked, some good questions, on this particular committee today, the Criminal Justice Committee here in New Hampshire, that was hearing some decriminalization and legalization bills. There are a couple of really good, like, cannabis freedom people. They're not necessarily all-around freedom people, but they get it on this issue, and they are like attack dogs. One of them sitting on one side of the room, the other one sitting on the other side of the room, and whenever one of the prohibitionists would come up and speak, they'd ask them some pretty tough questions, including, well, I mean, alcohol's pretty bad. Why don't we go ahead and prohibit alcohol? And none of the cops or the attorney general or any of these people that came in to talk in favor of continuing prohibition on cannabis wanted to answer that question. They did not want to face, you know, the reality that, well, if you're saying prohibition is good to keep kids and keep people away from this horrible weed, well, certainly we should re-prohibit alcohol. They just didn't want to even address it.
What about, like, I mean, I think about drugs that are even more common in, as far as growing wild, like angel trumpets and things. People have these belladonna and that kind of thing in their home gardens.
Hawaiian wood rose, morning glory.
You know, that kind of stuff. And these things are far, far more dangerous than marijuana, but you'll see them everywhere. It's not against the law to have angel trumpets.
Mm-hmm.
You can grow them in your garden, because I can tell you, if they try to outlaw these, little old ladies would be there in force saying, hey, whoa, what are you talking about? I love my angel trumpet tree. So what if a kid could come along and steal one of the flowers off of it? I love my angel trumpet tree, but, you know, somehow or not, another, the marijuana plant, the hemp industry, they destroyed the hemp industry for this. And it's all for cop jobs. That's the whole reason.
Yeah, that is true. In fact, I got up in my actual presentation, which was my second appearance. They had, again, three bills, so they had three sections where people were speaking. One of the things I pointed out was the police were claiming, well, we're just doing our job. We're just enforcing the law. That's what we do. We're the police. We enforce the law. And I said, well, if that was true, then the police in New Hampshire would be out on Sunday staking out the Little League games and making arrests, because in New Hampshire, it's illegal to play games on Sunday. It's actually illegal to work on Sunday as well, with very specific exceptions, and most people don't fall under that exception. So, this is an old law. It's been around forever, and I point this out to them, and the chairwoman of the committee just didn't believe me. And unfortunately, I didn't look up in advance what the statute was. I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but Mark Warden, the Porcupine real estate agent, actually sent it to me later. But it's true. I mean, it really is on the books that if you work on Sunday and it's your secular task, then you are in violation of New Hampshire statutes. So why aren't they arresting people for working on Sunday? Well, because it's about revenue. They can make money off of arresting people for cannabis, but they don't make any money necessarily from you, you know, if they go after you for working on Sunday. It's all about revenue for them. It's not about doing their job, because their job is to use discretion if that's the best thing for justice. 855, 450 free, or protecting people's liberty, which is what the police are supposed to be for.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies
test new frontiers and save liberty.
Quantum Vibe.
There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and porn-proof villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes, microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you to bring up what you would like is 855-450-FREE. And you can connect to us with Skype. LRN.FM is the username of choice. You just send us a contact request. We will approve that, and then it's easy to call us up on Skype. Again, username lrn.fm. Toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI is 855-450-FREE. And we're talking about the 10 things that would be different about a libertarian society.
That's right.
We'll continue that list here in moments, but let's go to the phones and talk to Andy, or I guess to the Skype. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yesterday you had someone that wrote in regarding security of Bitcoin, and you guys had some suggestions.
Yes.
I think Bitcoin gets a bad rap as compared to traditional money systems because there have been some issues in the past with security breaches, Mt. Gox getting hacked, things like that.
Right, and Bitcoin's maybe 3 years old, so you know whatever the problems are in this new technology as far as people using the new technology, people got to figure it out.
For sure. You guys had some good points about how to protect your Bitcoins. You've talked about blockchain quite frequently. And I think a couple things I'd like to add are the most secure ways are using things called paper wallets. Blockchain is great, but it is as well. It's everything does stay online there. But they have a system where you can do it as a paper wallet, which means you print it out, and you're printing out your public and private keys on a piece of paper.
Yep.
It's not attached at all to the Internet. You're best to do that when it gets done offline in your browser. The actual generation of the wallets gets done offline.
Mm-hmm.
So you're best to do it on a computer that's not attached to the Internet at all. And then what you're doing is you're just printing out your private and public addresses, and then you file it away like anything else you keep protected. So it's completely offline. Nobody could possibly have the numbers. You put it on a safe or you put it somewhere just on a printed piece of paper. And then whenever you need to use the coins in the wallet, you just scan them back into the system. And that's the safest way to actually do it, rather than even doing a blockchain or keeping things online. And that's what you would do for your savings.
Let me ask you this.
Sure.
You know, now I'm not going to claim to be a technical wizard.
And I'm not either, but okay. I do know a little bit more about it. So
if you had tens of thousands of Bitcoins, what you would do is you would put them in one Mt. Gox paper wallet account, and you would print that out and hide it someplace?
No. Mt. Gox is an exchange system.
I'm sorry. I meant to say blockchain. Excuse me.
You meant blockchain. Yes. Okay.
One blockchain.info paper account, you would print that out and hide it someplace? Is that what you're...
I would do. I keep mine all on blockchain. I don't do the paper wallets, but that is the most secure way to do it. Let me ask you this.
I know that there's a problem with this. Is that what if somebody basically takes down blockchain.info? What if some governmental agency?
If you have a paper wallet, that has nothing to do with blockchain whatsoever. You can it's nothing to do with blockchain. Once you take it offline and you put it into a paper wallet, it can be put back online. It doesn't have anything to do with blockchain.
Blockchain is just allowing you to generate the wallet. That's right.
It generates it, and the paper wallet associates it with your blockchain account, and you can see your balances of your paper wallets, but you're not allowed to access it to send anything. So you can always view everything in your paper wallets and your online wallet on the same account. But if you ever want to send something, you need to scan the private key that's only available on your printed piece of paper.
Now, of course, it's secure up until the point if somebody steals your paper wallet, right? I mean,
that's my other point is nothing is 100% safe. You have to be smart about it. Whether it's your bank card, whether it's any other type of system, it's password, it's your online banking. This is more secure than even your online banking because someone does get your card and get your password, it gets into your computer, they can get through it that way with a paper wallet. Or another even better method is called a brain wallet, where you're actually using a passphrase that's in your head that you don't even write down. And that passphrase is associated to an address. So as long as you have, it can be any passphrase that gets converted into an address. And that's just something you store in your head. And that's even a better method of doing it because there's absolutely no way that can be taken or burned or anything like that.
Now, these are all options that deserve more research. Where would you recommend people go to learn about them?
Well, if you type in paper wallet online, you're going to come up with a wiki that's going to give you all the methods for the most secure ways to get your wallet done. And I guess my main point is that I think Bitcoin is a lot more secure than any other system, including bank cards, including online bank accounts, just because it does give you many different options, including paper wallets.
Well,
you
have the opportunity to take total control of the security of it. And so like with your router, you know, a lot of people will buy a router and they'll just plug it in and turn it on and never set the password.
That's right.
You didn't take the time and the effort to learn about your security options. So don't be surprised if some creeper sitting out in a van out in front of your house downloading who knows what through your Internet connection. But if you did take the time to just learn a little bit about it, then you'll have a lot safer of a system than the average person who doesn't do those sorts of things. So whether it's Bitcoin or your own personal Wi-Fi security, take a little bit of time to learn about the stuff you're getting into before you jump in.
The key for us is to be able to translate this to the common person, how the technology works. And they're always coming up with better and better explanations and videos to try and get the mass public to understand the technology, because it is very confusing. I'm a technical person, but I still haven't maybe grasped 50% of the way everything works with Bitcoin.
I think the most difficult thing with blockchain.info, as far as a site keeping one's savings on there, is, well, you know, other online banks, Bitcoin banks, have been hacked or been run by scoundrels and things like that. So that's a difficulty in that way. Now, I know blockchain.info is completely different. It's an in-browser encryption or something, but I don't know what that means.
Well, it basically means that it's offline. It creates your addresses offline. Okay, it's done in your browsers on your computer, not on anything that's online.
It's not being run on their server, Mark.
But again, you're still better off doing the paper wallet thing, which is completely offline. You don't even need any online connection to generate a wallet, generate an address, and be secure. It's completely done on your own end. It's a piece of software run on your end that doesn't require any type of internet connection.
Very good. Andy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So go get one of those accounts at blockchain.info and try it out, I guess. I mean, I've got one.
You've got a blockchain.
I'd be so concerned with the paper wallet about it, the piece of paper getting destroyed somehow. Fire or even getting wet.
Yeah.
You know, that's something. You know, you're carrying it in your pocket, it gets wet. Or it just rubs off, you know, the ink rubs off.
You probably won't carry it in your pocket. It would be a bad idea.
Suggested a safe.
Sure.
So, I mean,
better be a fire safe.
What makes the most sense to me, I wouldn't even use a safe. I'd take a couple of them and bury them in different, completely different locations.
It rains.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm going to put it in something that's waterproof, Johnson.
Yeah, you say that now.
I mean, honestly, it makes more sense to me to bury something like that than it does to, you know, do anything else with it. I wouldn't want that in a safe deposit box.
I don't know. I I'm not an expert on these matters, but it would make more sense to me to have an encrypted file, like a TrueCrypt file, and store your valuable wallet information in there rather than just leave a piece of paper in a safe. I mean, if somebody puts a gun to your head and says, "Open the safe, buddy," you know, they're going to get your paper wallet at that point, right?
Well, why wouldn't they get your TrueCrypt password or whatever?
Because that's in your head, and TrueCrypt has, they have a hidden feature to where you can give them a different password and not give them access to the real location. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything that you want. Take control of these airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. More of the things that would be different about a libertarian society here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. And if you enjoy the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go and get your shopping taken care of. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada. You just click over into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping done. Get the stuff you're looking for. Get the great Amazon deals that you're used to. Free Super Saver shipping and more. Just go and start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com and know that Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. It's the same great experience you're used to. It's just that we get a portion of Amazon's profits when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go down to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's a great place to get information on Christopher Dorner. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Yeah, actually, I had an update on the Dorner situation tonight, as a matter of fact. I don't know if you guys touched on any of this in the first portion of the program that I wasn't here for, but they did finally reveal who the couple was. Remember when we were talking last night about the mysterious couple that was allegedly kind of kidnapped by Christopher Dorner? And he allegedly tied them up and stole a car. We couldn't find any news stories about, well, who were these people? And then we finally found one story that claimed that he had tied up a couple of maids at a condo. And so we thought, well, that, maybe that was the couple. But now there's another story from the L.A. Times that talks to the alleged couple. And it doesn't appear to be a pair of maids. This actually does appear to be a couple, as in a male and female. The maids were supposedly both female at this condo association.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to libertarian things. But since you brought it up here, according to, again, the L.A. Times, when they stumbled upon Christopher Jordan Dorner inside their condo, they were quickly bound and gagged by him so they couldn't escape and alert authorities that the fugitive former police officer was in the area. That harrowing ordeal was described by Jim and Karen Reynolds, who own the Big Bear area property where Dorner was apparently holed up for as many as 5 days. Karen told reporters outside the condo, I really thought it could be the end. Dorner bound the couple's arms and legs tightly with plastic Ziplocs, stuffed small towels in their mouths so they couldn't scream, and covered their heads with pillowcases, they said. He tied an extension cord around each of the pillowcases to keep the gags in place. They said that he assured them that he meant no harm. He said, quote, "I don't have a problem with you. I just want to clear my name," unquote, they recalled him saying. "He tried to calm us down, saying very frequently that he would not kill us," said Jim, who was 66, who owned the condo with his wife for 12 years.
So she thought it was going to be the end while the guy's calming, trying to say that it's not going to be the end the whole time?
That's right. I suppose
it could be.
He huddled.
He could be just saying that to get you to, you know, get tied up or whatever, but...
He huddled down beside me and said, "You're going to be quiet, right? Not make a fuss and let me get away." Dorner, who was 33, said those words to the couple after nearly a week of eluding authorities who pursued the LAPD officer, former LAPD officer, after police say he killed several people. Karen, who's 56, says, "He told us, 'I know you know who I am. I know you've been seeing the news.'" And, you know, they go on to talk a little bit further here about what happened. The Reynolds said Dorner had been at the condo since as early as Friday when they arrived to do maintenance in the yard. He told them he was watching them while they worked during the day before leaving to sleep at another property nearby. The couple own the condo near ski resorts in the snow-capped San Bernardino Mountains and lease it out to people on vacation. Dorner said he had seen Jim Reynolds shoveling snow and told the couple that they were hardworking, good people. When they entered the condo at about noon to clean the unit, they said, this was on Tuesday, they were surprised to find fugitive former L.A. police officer upstairs. They said they were held captive for about 15 minutes. Once they saw Dorner, they said he brandished a big gun and yelled, "Stay calm!" Karen said she tried to run down the stairs, but Dorner chased after her and caught her. He then took the couple to a bedroom where he tied them up, forcing them to lie on a bed and then on the floor. Dorner was a menacing presence, but at other times tried to reassure the couple that he did not want to harm them. Karen Reynolds said Dorner left the condo and stole their purple Nissan. At that point, she was able to roll on her knees and get onto her feet, then able to make her way to the cell phone on the coffee table. With her hands still bound behind her back, she was able to call 911 and put the phone on speaker about 2 minutes after they had heard the car leave. So they then informed the police of where he was and what he had done, and it wasn't that long after that that the rest of the story occurred that you're probably more familiar with.
Have you read his manifesto?
Most of it.
That is just some crazy rambling.
What is alleged to be his manifesto? I don't know. Not all of it was crazy rambling.
It's very, very long, first of all.
As most manifestos tend to be.
You know, if you're ready to...
Hey, Joe Stacks wasn't that long.
But the guy that flew the plane into the IRS? Okay.
But
the guy probably knew something about writing manifestos, which is keep it short.
But it just there are some things in it that are just strange. I mean, I don't know. And the one thing that really stood out to me that I thought was so bizarre in his manifesto was his whole rant pro gun control.
Yeah, for sure.
That's just like, what?
Well, so he disagrees. I mean, you know, everybody.
He's a statist.
Yeah, it's just bizarre.
Well, this is just a guy. I mean, you know, the guy went into the police department thinking that he was going to be, you know, a knight in shining armor. Okay. That's what he
I'm
is.
I'm
going
to clear my name by killing. No. It's just like, what?
How do we know? I mean, you know, how do we know this guy killed those people? He says he's going to clear his name. He hasn't had a trial.
No.
You know,
you mean
no
the
evidence.
Two? You mean the two people that initially they accused
Who,
him of killing?
Whatever.
Yes, there's two cops, right? He allegedly killed two cops in firefights, and prior to that, allegedly killed the couple, one of them the daughter of an LAPD officer. Mm.
But didn't he say in his thing that his he kind of fessed up to it? Well, I guess it's the manifesto itself is alleged, but...
No, the manifesto itself is alleged. No one has ever actually seen that manifesto on his Facebook page that I'm aware of, at least that's what I've heard, although he supposedly had posted it there. And in his manifesto, he does mention Detective Kwan, I think, or Captain Kwan, or whatever his name is. It's whatever his title, but Officer Kwan. And Kwan was the guy whose daughter was murdered with her boyfriend or fiancé or whoever he was. So, yeah, we don't know who did that crime. We have no idea. Maybe they were framing him.
I suppose we have an idea, but we don't know.
But we don't know. We have no information. Well, we have no evidence.
The police have shot more people than Dorner did while looking for him.
Innocent people, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you since we were wondering aloud, you know, who are these people? Who was this couple that he had allegedly kidnapped? And apparently the whole ordeal lasted them 15 minutes, and he reassured them that he wasn't there to hurt them.
Well, I don't want to minimize it. It's got to be a terrifying experience for people.
Sure, but they lived through it. They didn't get hurt. So it could be a lot. It could have been a lot worse. Like, had he been a psychopath the police want everybody to be afraid of.
I agree
of.
With you that completely. The right thing for a psychopathic killer to have done was to cap both of these people in the back of the head.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out there on Big Bear Mountain. Nobody's going to hear this noise. I assume. I don't know the answer. I mean, okay. The right thing for him to have done was to strangle them to death.
Mm.
He had the control over them, you know, get them into a situation where their hands are tied.
If you were a killer for killing's sake.
And strangle them to death so that, you know, because they made a telephone call 2 minutes after he left.
Yeah.
He would have had all that lead time, all the lead time he needed. He would have gotten away if he would have killed these people.
If he'd had the forethought to take their cell phone or something like that. Or
did they call on the cell phone?
She got up, managed to get off the, you know, wherever it was she was, stood up and got over to the table where her cell phone was sitting out. She made the call.
Yeah, I mean, it's always easy to plan the perfect crime.
Hindsight
after the person's
is 20/20, sure.
But it's... You know, I mean, this guy would have changed everything. That's why you don't leave witnesses, is what the criminals will always claim.
But he wasn't out to get the average person.
He wasn't that kind of person.
He wasn't out to get you. He was out to get the police.
Yep.
And only the bad cops, not necessarily, you know, all of them.
He's essentially a paladin in his own mind.
And it was the same with the guy that when he crashed the car that he'd stolen from them, apparently, and then had to get another car. He did the same thing with the other guy. Look, I'm not going to kill you. Just walk on. I'm taking your car and... See you later.
Take a dog.
All right. 855, 453, more coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house.
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Of the airwaves, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the website. If you like this program, there are lots of ways you can support the show. And one of them is post on your Facebook or Twitter about us, that you listen to Free Talk Live, post a favorite episode, something that you enjoyed maybe from this past week, and share it with your friends. That's a great way to get the ideas of freedom into more ears, and especially if, you know, maybe you're having trouble persuading people. Maybe it's, you know, that whatever the ideas of liberty are coming from you, that can be the biggest problem sometimes. With people that you know and love and care about, they also know that you've got faults, and, you know, there's things you're wrong about. So if you let somebody who's a stranger do the persuading, it can sometimes be a little bit more effective.
It's the magic of the microphone, too.
Yeah, for whatever reason, people think that's just because you have a microphone, you know something, and that's nonsense. We're just guys with microphones doing a talk show. We'll take your calls about anything, though. 855-450-FREE. Also, lrn.fm on Skype is our username. Once again, lrn.fm. Let's continue now, Mark, with the 10 things that would be different about a libertarian society, according to the Future of Freedom Foundation.
That's right. Jacob Hornberger, the founder over there. Number four, no more Federal Reserve System and government-issued irredeemable paper money.
Oh, that's a big one.
The free market would decide the monetary unit. The market would probably settle on gold and silver coins, but it's entirely possible that even sounder money could arise.
How about Bitcoin?
Right.
Well, I don't know. I think that the answer is that the market wouldn't settle on any one currency.
I bet you.
Because people conflate gold and silver. What the hell is the conflation of gold and silver?
They're hard.
They're metal.
Shiny.
Yeah, I mean, you know, gold is a metal. Silver's a metal.
Yep.
Pot metal, like coins, the coins are made out of these days, are metal.
They're conductive.
No, there's gold and silver are not the same thing. Silver isn't gold's little cousin. It's another element entirely.
Right.
So
yeah, but they're both metals that are used as currency.
That's right.
Commonly, yeah.
So
platinum also, to a lesser extent.
To a lesser extent. Diamonds have been used as currency. Seashells have been used as currency.
But not commonly. I mean, seashells, yes, commonly, but not in the same way.
I'm just saying that I don't know what people will decide is a good currency. I think gold and silver make fine currencies. I also think that bitcoins make a fine currency, too.
I think bitcoin's a better currency than gold and silver because it's easily divisible.
Yeah.
And it's, if you want to send 0.175 of a bitcoin to somebody, you just type it in and send it. You don't have to shave off some silver or melt it down and reshape it or buy silver in a bunch of different denominations to make sure you've got the right fraction of a silver ounce on hand.
Yeah.
Silver is I love silver. Don't get me wrong. I've got some silver, but it's just not as spendable. And I wonder, there's no way to calculate this, but I wonder, we can calculate how many bitcoins are being transferred because all that information is public. You can go and, Mark, you sit here during some of the breaks sometimes and just watch people buy and sell bitcoins.
Yeah, I certainly do. I enjoy it.
Like, all of the transactions that are going on in the bitcoin world are public. You can learn as much about them as you'd like. Silver and gold, you don't get to know about that. People, if somebody's buying something with silver and gold, that's...
I think that's one of the reasons why silver and gold would still exist as currencies.
Yeah, maybe so, but my point that I was going to make is, I bet you Bitcoin is already more popular than silver and gold. As far as people doing business...
As a currency?
Yeah, as a currency. I'm not including people like going to Midas Resources at gold.freetalklive.com and buying gold and then just sitting on it. I'm talking about...
That's a hedge against inflation.
Right. I'm talking about using that gold and silver to buy things. I bet you there's more business people are doing more business in Bitcoin worldwide than they're doing in gold and silver.
Bitcoin is almost up to $27.
It was when I looked here at the beginning of the show.
It's kind of bebopping around.
Wow.
It's been like a buck a day.
Well, the high today was $27.60.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been 60 cents over $27.
That's awesome.
But,
do you agree? Do you think so?
I don't know. And the reason I don't think that that's true. Silver, yes. Gold, I don't think so. And here's the reason. I know that some countries do business, some forms of business in gold.
You mean governments?
Governments. Do.
I wouldn't count that.
Okay. So, I mean, we're talking very large transactions there that
wouldn't count it. I would only count real people who haven't stolen their stuff.
Okay.
Then you think it's true?
I think that if you're going to put that caveat on the top of it, yes. But I still think that in a future where there is no Federal Reserve System, that some people will still feel more comfortable, doing business in, all right, I'm going to buy this car. There's 10 ounces of gold. And I think that they'll feel more comfortable that way. And I think that there will be different kinds of currencies. And I think gold and silver will be, continue its run as like 5,000 years of currency. And I think it absolutely will.
I think it's worth mentioning that we may be less than a week away from Bitcoin being at parity with silver.
Yeah. Possible.
I thought it had happened one time in the past, but it may not have happened yet.
Bitcoin did shoot up once to over $30. It was like $36 or something like that.
I thought a year ago, there was one point when silver was almost $40 and Bitcoin was almost... I know Bitcoin was worth at one point almost $40.
Yeah, as I recall.
In the past. And it would be just be interesting to see if Bitcoin can make it up over silver and stay up there for a while, because I think that will be a huge shift in people's perception of value of Bitcoin. If it can stay over silver for a considerable amount of time, then it's going to start moving towards gold. And that's huge.
The thing that's cool about Bitcoin is that it's easy to get out there. It's not it's not a complicated thing. You just go and download it or go to blockchain.info and start your Bitcoin wallet. In fact, some local lady who's liberty-oriented, one of the natives that has kind of come on board here at post the Free State Project, she showed back up recently in one of our Facebook groups online, and she's been busy with other matters, but has kind of come back around and is ready to get more active in the community again. And she was saying, well, I've heard a lot about this Bitcoin thing. How do I get started? And Jay stepped up, who's one of the local activists in the area, and he said, well, here, you can just go to blockchain.info and start your account. And she didn't, she went from knowing zero about Bitcoin to having her own Bitcoin wallet within, a matter of minutes. So it's not a complicated thing. There are things to learn. There is a bit of a learning curve. But I think the Bitcoin could very easily become the world's currency And some could argue it already is in some ways, in that it is used all around the world.
Indeed it is. I think that it's pretty clear at this point the dollar is the world reserve currency.
But there are countries dumping the dollar as their reserve currency.
Sure.
I mean, you're not going to see
a government.
If you're
looking at history, then gold and silver is the world's currency, too.
Yeah.
So, I tend to agree with where you're coming from, Ian. I just, you know, the reality is that it's going to be whatever it is, and it's not going to be Federal Reserve notes, because Federal Reserve notes are a bunch of green, crappy paper.
Yeah, their days are numbered, that's for sure. Let's continue on with the list.
So, number five, no more economic regulations. There'd be a total separation of economy and state. Just as we do not permit the government to subsidize or regulate religion, so it would be with the economy. The government would be prohibited from subsidizing or regulating economic activity. So this is, you know,
you're talking about corporate feudalism, man.
Right. Well, that's someone drawing a conclusion for which they have no no evidence to support it.
Without government regulations, Wall Street would run wild.
Right,
Bernie Madoff.
Because Wall Street doesn't own the government. Right? Like, because Wall Street doesn't have far more influence in Washington, D.C. than your little dirty, unwashed butt, wherever it is that you might be. You know, just it's ridiculous. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, the Wall Street does run the government.
The government, sure. Well,
Wall Street does have everything it wants from the government.
Yeah, and the idea that you're going to elect somebody who's going to change that it's pure fantasy.
Yeah. So, what we currently have as far as economic regulations on Wall Street is window dressing on the gallows. You know, they get to do whatever they want. They do it. They do it with the government's permission. You don't have real transparency. We don't have a free market in that area. People can't compete against these organizations because of those same regulations.
The other thing I get from a lot of people who are of the collectivist philosophy persuasion, you know, things like mutualists, anarcho-syndicalists, socialists, that type of thing, is they frequently talk about, oh, you libertarians, you just want corporations to run everything.
Yeah.
You're forgetting the fact that a corporation is government?
Government created.
Oh, wait, no, it's government, but it's government created. What's the difference? These people don't grasp. They never seem to get it that a business doesn't involve the government. A corporation does.
Yeah, no doubt. And
huge difference.
But I understand why they make that mistake. I mean, if you just listen to the way that's written, it makes it sound like, my God, he just wants all these companies to go run wild and pollute and, you know, steal things.
The kids' toys.
Yeah, so let's go back and talk a little bit more about regulation.
I think it's important.
855-450-FREE, because if you're going to say get rid of regulation, you have to talk about how it is the marketplace can actually provide those kind of controls on a consensual basis. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients
nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.